This podcast is brought to you by my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops, The Breakdown of Law and Order, the story of Karen Reed, Sandra Birchmore, and many other corrupt events in Massachusetts in recent years. If it can happen to them, it can happen to you. Save $5 when you pre-order your copy now at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paperboy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Live from Milano's Italian Kitchen in Hyannis, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome. We have a new crowd in here at Milano's Italian Kitchen. People are coming in. This is the new seating. Give yourselves a round of applause. We're having a good time here this afternoon. We're on Main Street in Hyannis, downtown, next to Puritan Furniture. And this is the old Naked Oyster building. It's much nicer now, and it's a great place, and we're having a good time. And we'll be here for another couple of hours. And you can't come on down because we're packed. But you can stop in if you're walking by on the street. You got your Raycon Everyday earbuds plugged in, and you just want to come in and say hello. I'm right there. Hey, one of the Republican candidates for governor, Mike Keneally, just came in. He's going to shake some hands. So be polite when you see him. 844-500-4242. Everybody's down on the Cape for the last big weekend of the year. 844-500-4242. There's a lot. We'll take a call here from about the boxing situation with Enrique Delgado Garcia. One question I should have asked, and I don't think it happened, but people wanted to know, did Enrique, as he was being basically, I hate to say it, beaten to death, did he ask for mercy? I mean, was there, could he go to a corner like you can in a traditional boxing match? I mean, what happened? I mean, it's just unnecessary for this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, everybody wants the cops to be well-trained. Everybody wants the military to be well-trained out of basic training, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, you don't need to have just sadism. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, how are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how are you, buddy? Thanks for having me out again. I got to tell you. You know, I'm hearing about all this boxing stuff and everything. You know, my dad, when I was a kid, I started washing dishes, number one, at 14. And I love the fact you're at a great Italian restaurant. I would love to come down there. I used to go down there. Unfortunately, my friend was a Democrat, and he took all the jabs. And, well, you know, that's a different story. But the facts are that I learned how to box when I was about 8 or 9 years old. My dad trained us. We took boxing lessons, and, you know, he beat us up. My dad would get on his knees and beat us up, and we learned how to fight. And the thing is, you never put somebody bigger than you in a ring. And, you know, your last caller said it. How this guy, you know, why would this happen where you have a guy in a ring who's getting the living F beat out of him, and he gets up and he fights back and he fights. That's what they taught us how to do. Okay. Again, you know, you had mentioned being 16 years old. I was washing dishes the day I turned 14. I learned how to fight the day I turned 14 because I had to. I grew up, yeah. I'm in New Hampshire now. I grew up in Chicago, north side. Yeah. And we could talk about Pritzker and all that, but that's a different story.
I don't think Pritzker grew up on knowing how to fight. He had his chauffeur fight for him, you know. Well, he went and got a few more donuts and pizzas. Thanks for the call, though, Paul. 844-500-4242. I have a crazy song. This is Nebraska state senator. And the thing about a state senator in Nebraska is the one state in the union, I think, that has a unicameral legislature. They got one body, no House and Senate, just the one body. And so this woman represents a whole bunch of people in Nebraska that don't have anybody else representing them in the legislature. And you're going to see, that would make you sad, I think, when you hear, this is when she is shouting and singing about trans people belonging here. She's plus sized. Her name is Michaela Kavanaugh. And yeah, I don't think we need to play the whole of this, but we'll play a little bit of this till I get, till my ears start bleeding here. Cut four.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people.
That'll be enough. Would you like her representing you? You know, I know many of us have loathsome people representing us in the Massachusetts General Court, but is there anybody that crazy? Senator Kavanaugh, keep your arms out. It'll make it harder for them to throw the net over you.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy.
Okay. This is our Nuts in the News segment. This is a woman on the street in New York. This is easy pickings these days. If you want to get a lot of hits on your YouTube channel, you just go out and you talk to somebody who's kind of crazy, and you ask them, who are you voting for? And invariably, they say they're voting for Mamdani for mayor. And so you ask, why are you voting for Mamdani for mayor? So this is what happened here. Well, it speaks for itself. Cut five.
Do you think one of his critiques against him is that rich people are going to leave New York if their taxes go up? Are you worried about that?
No, I don't think so.
You think they'll just stay here and keep getting taxed more, or you think they'll leave to like Florida or Texas possibly?
Florida is going to be underwater because of climate change, and Texas already has natural disasters, so no.
It's going to be underwater. Wait a second. I thought Al Gore said it was underwater. It was going to be underwater in 2009. It's 16 years later. Florida's gone. Didn't you watch An Inconvenient Truth? 844-500-4242. By the way, I figured out the bar that Leah Jindosa from the state police used, the former gangster's mall, perjurizer, drug dealer, drug abuser, where she used to work. It was Scuttlebutts. In Salem, and they open at 7 a.m. You know what they say about those 7 a.m. Strip joints? Legs and eggs, and that's where she was recruited for the state police out of. And she also worked at a place called Funky Murphy's. 844-500-4242. I want to play the cut from Karen Reed yesterday. This was so good. I hope they used it on Inside Edition tonight. I gave an interview to him through Zoom at the mansion in Harwichport, and I told him, I said, you got to use this sound cut because it just really sums it up. And this was yesterday. Alan Jackson and Karen Reed were in studio, and it was on Good Morning America today as well. Some of the interview. And I think this is just really good stuff. Play the Karen Reed cut, Jared.
You want to say anything to a District Attorney Morrissey and the state police?
You lost. You lost big time. And you know what you did. You know what you've done.
I was working on the epilogue for my book, and I hadn't quite finished. I mean, I'd already sent it in, but I said I may have a new ending for you. And I heard that yesterday, and I said, there's my ending for the book. That's it. That sums it up. Play it one more time. This is the ending of my book.
You want to say anything to a District Attorney Morrissey and the state police?
You lost. You lost big time. And you know what you did. You know what you've done.
You know what you've done. There's a torrent of angry text messages telling me, how dare you play that nutty woman from Nebraska? And never play that again. You have my word. You will never hear that one again. I was... Jared, what did I say about that when I sent it to you? Didn't I say I won't be needing the entire 48 seconds or whatever?
Oh, I cut it down to 48 seconds. That went on for over 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah, you sent me the clip, but there was a longer version out there that I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yikes.
I pushed the envelope big time, as Garrett Reed would say, to go with it that long. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie. I was a cop for 25 years, and we had boxing. I want to say the reason they have boxing is because sometimes when you're on the road, you're going to get punched in the face. And unfortunately, a lot of young people becoming police never had that experience. So the boxing gives you that experience, so you get punched in the face, you can fight back. This happens every so many years. You hear about a death, but I had fisticuffs with people that if I had not had the experience boxing that in the police academy, that I might not have survived. I mean, we've gentrified society to where it happens a lot less today. But still, in all, there's some kids, they go to college, they become cops, and then they get punched in the face, and they never had a fist fight in their entire life, and they're not ready, and they get killed. So... It's important to have the boxing, I think. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jack. I was playing touch football once right after I got out of high school, Deerfield, and guy came up on me like this, knocked out my. So I have been punched in the face, and I went down immediately in a heap because the guy broke my tooth. The nerve was just hanging out. Oh, it was painful. I should have been wearing a mouth guard, but you know, I don't think in most cases when you get punched or hit in the face, no one's ever wearing a mouth guard because you never wear them except when you're, maybe when you're on the football field, but in the boxing ring. 844-500-4242. I still can't eat corn on the cob to this day because I would break the bridge down below. That's my sad story, and I'm sticking to it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Green Filter. Get more years out of your car and start saving on gas today. Order the 100% made in the USA Green Filter at greenfilter.com. That's greenfilter.com. Buy American and support America. Use code Howie and save 10%. Greenfilter.com, code Howie. Greenfilter.com, code Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is President Trump has terminated Kamala Harris's Secret Service protection. Do you agree with his decision? Yes, no, or undecided?
He's doing stuff that I never even thought anybody would do. I just never thought that that a president would do that. And I'm so happy that he's doing it. You know, just like I'm happy that he's engaging in organized lawfare against the Democrats after they just used drive-by lawfare against him for 4 years. I'm extremely happy about it.
91% of the audience says yes, 6% say no, and 3% are undecided.
And, you know, there are a lot of crooked cops that, you know, that have been thrown off the force. They're on the post-commission list. They can't be cops. They're not certified anymore. She can hire some of them. Let her spend her own money. I mean, I'm sure they gave her a huge advance that she's never going to make back. So she could take them out on her book signing tour. 844-500-4242-201. I was a cop, and when I would get into a scrap on the street, it was more like MMA, mixed martial arts, not boxing. Yeah, I know. That's what it seems like to me, too, that it's just, I don't know how it really translates. It's like, you know, you get a one-day class in anything, and a year or two later, do you remember anything that happened in the one-day class, whether it's, you know, for cop? I mean, you know, I was just with a guy here at Milano's who was a UNC guy. We had to learn. I think you still do. You have to learn to swim because somebody who gave a pool to UNC, they had a kid die drowning, so everybody had to learn to swim. And the same way with Deerfield, it was the same thing. You had to learn to swim. But you know, most things aren't like swimming. You know, you don't remember how you don't remember Latin many years later. I don't know. It just seems like it's just kind of a macho thing that they do at these academies. 844-500-4242. We had a choice. You had a choice at Deerfield. You know, you could do these. You got two sports per semester. You know, when you were in PE in freshman year, and so you know that. So you'd get a good sport like basketball. But if you took the good sport for half the semester, you had to do wrestling. I hated wrestling, but you just that's. I don't remember much about the wrestling that I learned, quote unquote, at UNC. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, following up on the Minnesota transgender person that was a child that went through that treatment, I see in the Attorney General Campbell's website, she promotes, encourages people to come to Massachusetts to get transgender treatment, which I thought the Attorney General was supposed to be against child abuse. How is this not sexual child abuse?
I totally agree, Joe. I think it's the worst kind of child abuse. You know, mutilation of your body. I mean, what could be? It's sick, isn't it? I mean, shouldn't you be told that whatever you are, it's how God intended you to be, and there's no problem with it, and you don't have to change what you are. I mean, isn't that a rational way to look at life?
Yes, they're taking these children who are crying out for help, most of them, and instead of helping them, they're abusing them. And,
right.
And what, the AG is supposed to be protecting children. I mean, how much can we tolerate here in Massachusetts?
Yeah. All I can say is I hope they start checking the mortgages of all the elected office holders in Massachusetts, because it would be nice if we could take some of them down, like Schiff and Letitia James and Lisa Cook. It appears to be a target-rich environment for mortgage fraud among elected Democrats and appointed Democrats. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We're having a good time down here at Milano's Italian Kitchen in Hyannis. It's on Main Street, right next to Puritan Furniture. And we've got a full house here tonight, and you have to get reservations. But it's a great place to stop in at any other time. And they also have a place in Harwich. And that's the food is just fantastic here, and everybody's having a good time, and we're happy to be here. And happy Labor Day weekend to everybody. Maybe I'll watch the UNC game on Monday night against Texas Christian University. It's Bill Belichick's first game. I can't remember the last time I saw a game or watched a game on TV. It was before Drake May. It was before any of these Sam Howell, all these quarterbacks that they have. Maybe when Lawrence Taylor was playing linebacker, I caught a game or two. Not many, though. Anyway, this is from Libs of TikTok about this terrible shooting that happened in Shrewsbury yesterday. Breaking, more trans violence. And again, you're not going to, you know, I don't think you're going to see this on the on any of the regime-controlled media in Boston tonight. Sasha Shakur, a man pretending to be a woman, was just arrested in Massachusetts, Shrewsbury, after he allegedly shot and killed a 57-year-old man. His name was Kevin Doherty, I believe. Shakur was reportedly spray painting on a local bridge when the victim took a picture of him, which started an altercation. Shakur then allegedly shot the man during the incident. His last words were, "He shot me," and then he died. Shakur was arrested at his home, which was covered with graffiti such as BLM, Free Palestine, and Defund the Police. And Libs of TikTok asks, why does this keep happening? I think because it's encouraged. That's why, in one way or another. 844-500-4242, 207. If these tortured souls want to play dress, have at it all day long, but you allow them to be mutilated? It's just flat out wrong. Well, you know, again, this Robert slash Robin, his diary was in Cyrillic Russian and English, kind of a hodgepodge, was translated by the New York Post. And he said that he had allowed himself to be brainwashed into thinking he was a girl. And, I mean, it seems at the end of his life, before he committed this atrocious murder of these two little kids and severely wounding many others inside the church during Mass, he had some regrets about doing this, and apparently a lot of these people have regrets, and they sue, as well they should. It's child abuse is what it is, I think. 844-500-4242. There was another problem with what happened the other day, and that was the fact that all these Democrats, like the mayor of Minneapolis, who's being harried by a Somali who doesn't like to speak English, and I guess he's the front runner for the mayor's election that's coming up. He said, "This isn't a time for thoughts and prayers. Don't say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church." Just a jerk. To get the mayor, Jacob Fry is his name. So he was rebuked by Minnesota Catholic Bishop Robert Barron. He's from Winona. And he said that his remarks were completely asinine. They were. Catholics don't think that prayer magically protects them from all suffering. After all, Jesus prayed fervently from the cross on which he was dying. Barron said. He told this was an interview he gave to Fox News Digital. He said that critics, I would say infidels, heathens, misunderstand the role of prayer. This is what the bishop said. Prayer is the raising of the mind and heart to God, which strikes me as altogether appropriate precisely at times of great pain. And prayer by no means stands in contrast to decisive moral action. Martin Luther King Jr. was a man of deep prayer who also effected a social revolution in our country. This is not an either-or proposition. Barron also said, and I think this is important, that the massacre should be recognized for what it was, a deliberate act of anti-Catholic violence. In the past 7 years, there has been a 700% increase in violent acts against Christians and Christian churches. Worldwide, Christianity is by far the most persecuted religion. That people are even wondering whether the tragedy in Minneapolis is an instance of anti-Catholic violence is puzzling to me, he said. If someone attacked a synagogue while congregants were praying, would anyone doubt that it was an anti-Semitic attack? If someone shot up a mosque while the devout were praying, would anyone doubt that it was an anti-Islamic attack? So why would we even hesitate to say that a maniac shooting into a Catholic church while children are at prayer was committing an anti-Catholic act? Anybody disagree with anything the bishop is saying, Bishop Barron? In the new woke Roman Catholic Church, what are the odds that the bishop will ever become archbishop or cardinal? Probably long odds. The Conservative Family Research Council has also documented a rise in hostility toward churches. A report released this month found at least 415 attacks against 383 churches in 43 states. 43 states. What is the FBI's response when Christopher Wray was the director and Joe Biden was the president? Send in agents to infiltrate those parishes where they have Latin masses. That was their idea. Because if you were a Catholic who attended a Latin mass, you were a potential domestic terrorist. That's what they believed. And Joe Biden was supposedly this devout Catholic who carried his rosary beads in his pocket. What a fraud. Devout Catholic. He's a devout Catholic like Nancy Pelosi. And by the way, I hope they're checking Nancy Pelosi's mortgages. I think Paul too. I guess they have mortgages together. But, you know, do you think anything would be untoward with a Nancy Pelosi mortgage? You know, if you can't trust Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Letitia James, and Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve, who the hell can you trust? 844-500-4242. So we're down here in downtown Hyannis, and we're across the street from the JFK Museum, which I guess is mainly photographs. And, you know, I guess it's a nice place. I've never been in it. But it seemed appropriate that we would commemorate our show being here today by doing a couple of remembrances of the man who just got his 16th annual sobriety pen from AA. I refer, of course, to Senator Edward M. Kennedy. He hasn't had a drink in 16 years. And so we wanted to play a couple. Do we have something from The Wizard of Oz?
Children begin to learn to appreciate learning in these early formative years. And secondly, the tests show that they develop a sense of humor, which I think is probably of some value in terms of one's life, carrying one through life. Mr. President, I'd ask consent that my full statement be a part of the record.
Yeah, that'll go into the immersion capsule at the Kennedy Center. Have they reopened that place yet? They were closing it for a while because they were running out of money. That would be a good place for some of the Doge rescissions, wouldn't it? 844-500-4242. Got another one there, Jared?
I think that it's a matter of conscience. I'm very familiar with the teachings of the church on the matters of grave sin, and I have every intention of continuing to live my faith in the future as I have in the past.
In other words, not at all. 844-500-4242. Mark from Worcester says, he sends me a picture of this guy's Shasta's house in Worcester, Shrewsbury. You missed the biggest piece of graffiti on this confused perp's home in Shrewsbury. Ganja. How do these evil bums get handguns? Was this guy an illegal? Mark from Worcester. People say he had a record as long as his arm. I don't know if he was illegal or not, but I mean, what kind of... Did he own this house, or was he renting the house? Was he on one of these home-based programs, like all the people that come out of the foreign freeloader flop houses? You know? I mean, how'd you like to be the landlord, and you're getting $30,000? It doesn't seem like enough money to let some guy paint graffiti, ganja, Free Palestine, Black Lives Matter, and then the cops come in because he's shot an innocent father who's trying to stop him adding more graffiti to more public buildings. 844-500-4242. Joe Biden, devout Catholic, doesn't know how to say Psalm. He was always a dink. Yeah, I know. In my experience, most people who go around calling themselves devout Catholics are the least devout. It's like being a tough guy. If you're a tough guy or a smart guy, you don't have to tell people. They'll figure it out for themselves. Same with devout Catholic. Your actions speak louder than words in so many ways, in so many aspects of life. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
And I'm here in Waterloo. I'm here in Waterloo.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
Six one seven says Joe Biden was a fake tough guy too. Oh yeah, just ask Corn Pop. Limerick guy says Fat Boy, meaning Ted Kennedy, worshipped at the Church of Bladder Day Saints. Yeah, yeah, he's
ha. Ha, ha, ha. 844-500-4242.
By the way, I wanted to mention the passing of Joe Casper. He was a member of the Boston School Committee back in the day, and he was killed in an auto accident at the age of 85 up in New Hampshire recently, and the Globe ran a little obit on him, and no one even mentioned that he was on the Boston School Committee. It's like, I guess there's nobody left at the Globe who remembers. Forget 1970s Boston, 1980s Boston. And there was a funny day. They used to have the, maybe they still do, they would have members of the school committee speak at certain school graduations, mainly high school graduations. So one year, he was on the school committee and he was invited to speak at some high school. And so was Rita Walsh Tomasini. This was an old white-haired woman, the sister of Senator Joe Walsh, who filed all of Bulger's legislation, the odoriferous legislation. So Rita Walsh Tomasini worked hard on her speech to the high school graduates, and she somehow, for some reason, she mimeographed it. This was the days when they had the mimeograph machines and the things that smelled. Remember that when you were in grade school? No one's watching me here. They're all eating their delicious food here at Milano's Italian Kitchen. So she mimeographs her graduation speech, and she then throws the carbons or whatever you want to call them in the trash. And so Joe Casper, her fellow school committee man, and he owned the funeral home in South Boston. You may have heard him if you listen to WRKO. He did ads up to the very end. He comes in and he smells, and he said, "Oh, something's in here." And he looks down and he just reaches in and he sees it's all typed out, and he picks it out of the trash, and it's Rita Walsh Tomasini's speech to the high school graduating class a day or two down the road. And so he takes it, because he knows he's going to be the he's going to speak first. So he gets up there and they say, Joe Casper, a member of the Boston School Committee from South Boston, will speak to all the high school graduates. And sitting beside him on the stage is Rita Walsh Tomasini, the other member of the school committee from Dorchester. And so Joe Casper proceeds to read Rita Walsh Tomasini's speech to the graduating high school class. And then he sits down and he's got this smug Cheshire Cat grin on his face, you know, because he's really screwed over Rita Walsh Tomasini. And she's got the speech in her hand. It's the same speech Joe Casper just read to, you know, just as a practical joke. And so she gets up and says, I could deliver a speech, but I know all of you just want to get out of here. So I'm just going to say congratulations on graduating and best of luck in your adult life. And they gave her a standing O because they did want to get out. Joe Casper always said, I learned my lesson. Sometimes you could be, as they say at the State House, too cute by half. And that's what Joe Casper was. But rest in peace, Joe Casper. He was a funny guy. 844-500-4242. And I'm sorry, no one remembered you, apparently, except at least in the newsrooms of the Boston Globe. And I hate to say it, the Boston Herald as well. 844-500-4242. Let's go out this hour with this is Stephen Miller on Fox News, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, talking about the Democrats getting on the wrong side of the crime issue, believe it or not. Cut 17. We got it.
This is a 99-1% issue. In other words, 99% of the public says crime is either a problem or a major problem in their community. Only 1% of the country says crime is not a problem in our nation's major cities. Think about that for a second. Democrats have chosen a 1% issue. And over 80% of the country says crime is a major problem. President Trump has shown in just the last 2 weeks in Washington, D.C., that if you have the willpower and the strength, that you can break the back of these criminal gangs.
They don't want to hear it. It's an attack on the cities, as Michelle Wu said.
Imagine I'm Howie Carr.